With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At least 64 people are dead in the southeast following a massive hurricane, and that number is expected to rise as the search continues for missing residents.
And the area is hardest hit by Helene, especially North Carolina's Buncombe County, where Asheville is. Many posting on social media heartbreaking stories of needing help. Sheriff Quentin Miller.
Not that we was not prepared, but this is going to another level.
Water rose above roofs. There's little to no power or cell service. County Manager Avril Pinder says boat rescues continue.
We are in the midst of the most significant natural disaster in our community.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says roads are blocked and they're dealing with flash floods, mudslides, and avalanches.
From a statewide perspective, this storm spared no one.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, at a campaign rally in Michigan, Donald Trump accuses Kamala Harris of being worse than incompetent in her oversight on the southern border.
There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty of your own nation, and that's what she's done. She's ruined our nation. She's ruined our nation.
The former president says leaders of other countries are sending criminals to the U.S. because of the White House's liberal border policies.
Our border is open. Nobody can believe it. And I've been saying that the people coming in, you know, I know these leaders, so street smart, and I would have been worse than them because actually Venezuela still has some people in their jails. I would have had everybody out into the United States. They probably ran out of buses and planes.
SpaceX has launched a rescue mission for the two stuck astronauts on the ISS. The capsule carrying a NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut will arrive at the space station this weekend, but it won't leave to return to Earth till February. So the two test pilots will have to wait till then to return home. You'll find more at SRNnews.com. This is SRN News. Christian refugees are trying to get to this country. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some churches are launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making their startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and other states, there is now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K-12 private school tuition. The demand for church-affiliated schools rose out of the pandemic-era scrutiny over what children are being taught. This is SRN News. A controversial piece of legislation in California bites the dust.
Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have required all new cars to beep at the driver when he or she exceeds the speed limit by at least 10 miles per hour. That measure was aimed at reducing traffic deaths, but Newsom says it would create a, quote, patchwork of regulations, and it would have likely impacted all new car sales in America due to California's massive auto market. Jason Walker reporting.
Already the longest lived of the 45 men to serve as U.S. presidents, Jimmy Carter is about to reach a century mark. Carter remains under home hospice care and will turn 100 on Tuesday. Carter has seen the U.S. population nearly triple. The U.S. has about 330 million residents, about 114 million in 24. When he took office, only one other president, John Adams, had lived to be 90 years old. You'll find more details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.